Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2327, House of Pain by Mark Fisher of MarkFisherFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. It's kind of like an audiobook, but with articles instead, and articles from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the site. Now on Fridays, I answer your questions. Remember, you can send one in by going to oldpodcast.com/ask or email your question directly to health@oldpodcast.com. And with that, let's hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. House of Pain by Mark Fisher of MarkFisherFitness.com. At Mark Fisher Fitness, we're a big believer in fun. Not plain old vanilla fun. Fun with triple exclamation points. Fun with capital letters. We believe ridiculousness is an important element of fitness and life success. We pride ourselves on an anything-goes, outrageous fitness environment where pants are accepted but strongly discouraged. There is, however, one thing we do not joke about, and that's safety. For folks new to Mark Fisher Fitness, sometimes this can require a lot of patience. Not only are we conservative with weight until we can create solid technique, but we also strive to make ninjas aware that pain isn't normal. If exercise hurts beyond the normal discomfort of working out, something's up. And we need to get the ouchie addressed ASAP. I would be so much cooler if I was into House of Pain. But instead, I'm listening to the original cast recording of the off-Broadway musical Giant. There's no way to have optimal movement with pain, as your body will do whatever it needs to do to avoid hurting. Usually this means less than ideal patterns of movement, which often lead to overstressing another part of the body until it too starts to feel pain. We've developed a reputation as a go-to place for folks who've experienced chronic injuries. Thanks to our studies in the white magic mysticism of injury reduction and rehab protocols, we feel great about handling just about anything at this point. To be clear, if you're actually hurting, we need a physical therapist or other clinician to help you out and address the pain. But when it comes time to start moving again, we love helping folks inch back into the waters of fitness. We love teaching them better patterns of movement, and we love nurturing them through the very understandable fear that usually accompanies this process. That said, you should know, pain is quite mysterious. What is pain? Part of the issue is that pain is still not completely understood. We don't know why some people seem to get beat up so easily, even when doing everything, quote-unquote, right from a training and recovery perspective. Conversely, some people do feats of epic stupidity and never seem to feel banged up. And here's where it gets quirkier. Let me blow your mind for a minute with science. Some people feel no pain, but seem to have major stuff going on. The New England Journal of Medicine published a study back in 1994 where they found that 82% of people without back pain had a disc bulge protrusion or extrusion, meaning bad things happening to their spine, and 38% had two or more bad things going on. WTF. Don't you worry, shoulders are often messed up too. In one study by Sharon colleagues back in 1995, they found that 34% of the people they studied without shoulder pain had a rotator cuff tear. And the participants older than 60, 64% of them had tears. On the flip side, we've dealt with many ninjas who are dealing with chronic pain, but MRIs can't find anything wrong with the problematic joint. And anyone who's struggled with chronic pain knows how frustrating this can be. It becomes a major quality of life issue. Pain is created by messengers in our nervous system. They bring us awareness when we have some tissue damage. Generally, this is useful. But part of the problem is this system gets overactive in the case of chronic pain. Oftentimes, these messengers get super sensitive and start freaking out more than what is appropriate. These messengers are a bit tense because of their history, so now they overreact. They're often panicking and letting our brain know something's up, but it's disproportional to what's actually going on. So, what should I do? Let's be clear, you are always better off erring on the safe side. Sometimes pain is not a muscle or joint thing. Sometimes it's a medical thing. This is why we're so strict about having ninjas see a clinician if they're feeling pain. But what if you do your due diligence and we can't find anything wrong? At that point, we need to do our good faith best to first understand what pain means and what it doesn't mean. By no means am I ever a proponent of quote-unquote pushing through. But interestingly enough, many folks seem to actually get relief just from understanding how pain works. There's a large psychological component to pain, and many people will start to feel better just by appreciating there may be truly nothing wrong with them. They just have some overly protective messengers looking out for their well-being. Remember, your body is designed to function perfectly in a world that no longer exists. Outside of that, provided the clinician has signed off on returning to exercise, you need to really ease your way back in. Don't go nuts out of the gate. If pain has kept you inactive, you need to slowly resume your former fitness activity and give your tissues time to adjust. Furthermore, if it's at all possible to work with a highly skilled coach, this is a key investment. Oftentimes, people dealing with pain need to work with someone who can really keep an eagle eye on their technique so they learn to move better. Although pain isn't completely understood, it's important that anyone working out addresses pain. Even if it's not some major medical issue, it could completely derail your training and your quality of life. Safety first. You just listened to the post titled House of Pain by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Pain that you experience while working out is definitely a sign that it's time to stop. But it doesn't mean you need to stop the workout. I'll explain. Pain can be temporary, like a warning signal. Your body's saying, whoa, we didn't like that thing you just did, don't do that again. Or it can show up as a burning sensation in your muscles, like when you're running really fast and the muscles in your legs start to feel like they're on fire. That's a normal reaction. When your muscles start to burn like that during high-intensity exercise, your body is basically telling you that those muscles are running on empty. They're out of fuel. But it's possible to push past this feeling. In fact, there are some benefits to doing that once in a while. But when you experience pain of a different sort, not burning muscles during high-intensity activity, but like a body part isn't moving like it should or is tender to the touch, well, It's time to stop and rest. It may mean some damage has occurred. It could be very minor or a bit more serious. Like when I experienced plantar fasciitis, the pain on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, was an 11. 11 was the highest. Sorry, Spinal Tap reference, but the pain was really, really bad. The key for me was to rest it. I could not be on my foot for very long, and I definitely wasn't working out using my lower body. So the key, again, is to stop and rest. See if the pain goes away. If it doesn't, then it should be examined by a health professional. Just as Mark said in his post, it's usually not a good idea to push through the pain and hope it goes away. In fact, if you do start experiencing some pain, use the acronym RICE to help you recover, especially if there's swelling. No, you don't need to eat rice to feel better. Again, RICE is just an acronym where the R in RICE stands for rest. The I stands for ice, meaning apply ice to the area that's in pain. The C stands for compression, meaning bandage the area snugly, but not too tightly. And E stands for elevation, meaning rest the injured body part so that it lies above the heart, like elevating your leg when you're on the couch. This should help you feel better in no time. But if it doesn't help, just as Mark said, definitely seek the advice of a health professional. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here every day, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.